brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be talking to Peter Van Buren in the next segment. Now, this is a man who had 23 years experience at the State Department, and he wrote a book about the failed efforts in Iraq. How We Lost the Hearts and Minds of Iraq was the subtitle of it. We Meant Well was the main title of that book. He's now written another book about the difference between the 99% and the 1%, essentially going back to the idea of the grapes of wrath, but putting it in a different setting. And so the Dust Bowl, the Rust Belt, he calls it the ghost of Tom Joad. And, of course, that was the central character, the Henry Fonda character, if you saw the movie. And he's talking about the rapid, not the rapid collapse like the Great Depression, but the continual decline of America into a kind of a world where even a smaller number than the 1% are controlling everything. We know that we see the massive consolidation not only in banks or insurance companies, in communication companies. We see that everywhere. There's an article up on Infowars.com right now. Profiteering on the banker deaths, regulator says the public has no right to details. J.P. Morgan could potentially hold upwards of $179 billion of life insurance on their employees. And, of course, it's been kind of an ongoing puzzle as to how many of these bankers who are making so much money just keep jumping out of buildings as if the Great Depression had already hit. And they say on this story here that as of December the 31st, 2013, J.P. Morgan held $17.9 billion in bank-owned life insurance assets. So I think it's $17 billion, maybe not $179. A dark corner of the insurance market that allows banks to take out life insurance policies on their workers and secretly pocket the death benefits and receive generous tax perks subsidized by U.S. taxpayers. There you go. Now, if you had a murder mystery, and it is a mystery how these guys, how many of them are committing suicide. If you had a murder mystery and somebody had a $18 billion insurance policy on them, you might consider them to be one of the prime suspects. But, of course, that would be a conspiracy theory. What is not a conspiracy theory is the continually doubling of the number of people that are going to be sent back to Iraq. It started out as zero, and as 300, 500 now. Today we have a story up on Infowars.com that 800 are now going to be sent back to Iraq, according to the State Department and Obama administration, the Pentagon. But, of course, we've had word that a lot of soldiers are being told that their entire unit is being trained to go back to Iraq and to be deployed there. So we're going to be talking to Peter Van Buren, as somebody who spent time in Iraq. We want to ask him what's going on there, get his take on it, as somebody who spent a great deal of time there trying to essentially create a democracy in the ruins of what the American government had done to that country. Also want to talk to him about this story that came out on Sunday showing that Blackwater had just a couple of weeks before this massacre in 2007, where 17 civilians, including a 9-year-old, were shot and killed, a State Department investigator was threatened by Blackwater's top manager there and told that he could kill the government's chief investigator and, quote, no one could or would do anything about it as we were in Iraq. And according to this article by James Risen, American embassy officials in Baghdad sided with Blackwater rather than the State Department investigators as the dispute over the probe escalated in August 2007. The officials told the investigators that they had disrupted the embassy's relationship with a security contractor and ordered them to leave the country. And Gene C. Richter, one of the investigators, wrote in a memo to the State Department that James Risen got a hold of and said, Blackwater contractors saw themselves as above the law. Now, this is the same James Risen who is now a problem for the Obama administration because the government is trying to imprison him for not giving up his sources. And he says he's got two choices. He can give up everything he believes in, or he can go to jail. Will the Obama administration send him to jail, or will they back down? We're going to ask James Risen about Iraq and about how they came after him when he wrote the book. Stay with us.
Q. curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved Fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Here's a song from Bruce Springsteen, Ghost of Tom Jones. We're going to tell you who that is if you don't know. Listen to these lyrics for a second.
Gone someplace, there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under the bridge.
Ghost of Tom Jones.
Silver line stretching around the corner. Welcome to the new world order. And we're sleeping in the cars in the southwest.
That's the Ghost of Tom Joe. That's Bruce Springsteen. And we're talking to Peter Van Buren. I said just before James Risen. No, it's Peter Van Buren we're going to be talking to about James Risen's report. He wrote a book as well, The Ghost of Tom Joad, and we're going to have him talk about that. Did you catch those lyrics in there, those Springsteen lyrics? Welcome to the New World Order. Families sleeping in their cars in the Southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. That's right. Tom Joad, The Ghost of Tom Joad, The Story of the 99%. That's his new book. I want to talk to him also, before we get to that, Peter Van Buren, I'd like to talk to you about your experience in Iraq, because we see that all coming back. We see ISIS coming in. You wrote a book previously, We Meant Well, and how you lost, even though you tried, you lost the hearts and minds of the people in Iraq after that country was destroyed by our invasion. What's your take on what's going on there now? Somebody who's been there, who's been in the embassy there in Baghdad, somebody who worked for the State Department for a couple of decades.
Alex, it's good to be back. I think that if we were to republish the book today, I would probably change the title to I Told You So.
Yeah, that would be good.
And I take no pleasure in being right in this case. When I left Iraq in 2010, it was obvious to me that the United States had failed over 9 years of occupation to address the most fundamental issues that had pulled Iraq apart after our invasion. Among those issues, the most primary of them was to resolve in some way the broad differences between the ethnic groups, the religious groups, the tribal groups in Iraq. And we'll use the terms Sunni, Shia, and Kurd here in a broad way, because I know many of your informed listeners understand that within each of those groups there are subgroups, and many folks who identify with the Sunni bloc are actually expressing tribal connections more than religious connections and so on. But for simplicity's sake, we'll stick with those three terms. Iraq was never a nation prior to World War I. It was created artificially by the British after the war as they took apart the Turkish Ottoman Empire. And the British sort of said, well, let's draw a line here, let's draw a line there, and hope it all works out. They actually grouped together people that did not get along, did not like each other, did not see themselves as all part of the same country in this case. The Sunni group covered a number of borders, mostly overflowing between what's now called Syria and Iraq. The Kurds imagined themselves an independent people, but their homeland, if you will, crisscrossed borders with Turkey, with Iraq, with Iran, and some other places in the neighborhood. The Shias saw themselves as a group that crossed the Iraqi border into Iran. But none of this mattered. None of this mattered. Lines were going to be drawn. And off we went. After periods of relative stability and instability, Saddam Hussein took power, and in his sense, using what clearly were terrible techniques of repression, kept a lid on all this. Basically brought the groups together enough that they held as a nation state. When somebody got out of line, he used a lot of force to bring them back into line. It was imperfect. It was horrible. But it worked in the Middle East to maintain what diplomats call a balance of power, an uneasy set of relationships. That's the history lesson. Now let's take a look at where we are today. The Iraq of today is chaos. The United States tipped over the anthill in 2003 when we did away with Saddam. We not only took out one bad guy, we actually destroyed civil society in Iraq. I saw this myself. There was no electricity. Nobody was picking up the garbage. There were no water. People couldn't even send their kids to school because the United States threw the teachers out of work, claiming that they were members of Saddam's political party and couldn't be trusted anymore. Well, it's one thing to kick over an anthill. It's one thing to break stuff. That's relatively easy. It's another thing to try to put something back together. And when the United States failed to do that and then simply left in 2011, we set the stage for the chaos we're seeing in Iraq played out on our TV screens and on the Internet today.
You know, you were there about what time? Because I was looking at this article that came out on Sunday from James Risen on the New York Times talking about what was going on with Blackwater back in 2007. What time frame were you there?
I was actually in Iraq between 2007 and 2009, excuse me, and 2010. But I saw Blackwater or whatever name they were going on at that time. They changed names an awful lot. The same way, you know, if you're kiting checks or defrauding credit card companies or running away from an ex-spouse, you know, you got to keep on the move and change names.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I forget what they were named. We'll call them John Smith during the time I was there. But, you know, the thing about James Risen's article is how, first of all, surprising it is in terms of detail. As your listeners certainly know, the State Department investigators who went out to look into what Blackwater was doing were threatened with murder. Their very lives were threatened if they continued the investigation. And while those details are shocking and almost terrifying, given how much money, over $1 billion of taxpayer money was spent to support Blackwater, the broader strokes of the article were familiar to anyone who had served in Iraq. We saw these guys. I was lucky enough to be embedded with the U.S. military. And as such, my security was dependent on soldiers who were professionals, who understood what they needed to do in order to protect themselves, to protect me, to do their jobs. And I was very lucky. Whenever I visited the embassy or worked with people from the embassy, we saw Blackwater. And as I said in my book, we meant, well, these guys were basically a frat house with guns.
That's a great way of describing it. You're talking about these different tribes there, the Kurds, the Sunnis, the Shiites, mm-hmm. and to a lot of people who have a biblical background, they might recognize them as like the Medes, the Persians, the Babylonians. Mm-hmm. I think that these borders, these boundaries that were set up by the British Empire when they went in there, separating these different groups into different territories and not really setting the boundaries as to where the tribes live, but then putting some tribes, collecting them together into Iraq or to Iran, or putting part of them into both of those countries or into Turkey in the case of the Kurds. Mm-hmm. I think that was deliberate to kind of divide and conquer these people. So it's not really surprising, but you know, we put this other tribe in there, this mercenary tribe called Blackwater, which was just like you said, like a frat house with guns and a bull in a china shop. And the attitude that they had, given $1 billion, that they could kill anybody that they want. And right after this incident there with the investigators, they in fact did kill whoever they wanted. I mean, they're talking about, in terms of details here, they're saying that American personnel were, these Blackwater personnel were known for their swagger, their recklessness, running cars off the road, shooting wildly in the streets, even killing civilians. I mean, that's the kind of stuff these guys were doing. That's why I guess the State Department investigators were there, and they got told that, hey, we'll kill you if we wish.
Let me give you some examples of Blackwater swagger that I saw or experienced firsthand. Blackwater guys, the soldiers would work out in the gym constantly. That was pretty much one of the few things you had to do in your spare time. And even though they worked out all the time and ate the same food as the Blackwater people, they got strong, but they didn't get crazy. The Blackwater guys were roided out. It was obvious to anyone who had ever hung around a gym that mm-hmm. the difference between the guys who pumped iron honestly and clean and the guys who were taking steroids. The Blackwater folks were popping veins. They were screaming. They were running amok. It was obvious that they were eating steroids like candy. The other thing the Blackwater people did is they were legendary for the parties that they held. These were Roman orgies, which is an insult to Romans, practically. The thing is, you had to be either a very connected embassy male to get invited to these things, meaning you were one of the people who helped oversee the Blackwater contracts, or you had to be any type of female whatsoever. And the stories that came out of these parties were incredible. People dancing naked on the bars, rifles being fired off, people passed out drunk, ambulances being called to haul off people with alcohol poisoning. Story after story after story. And the next morning, the Blackwater guys would be out there all hungover, armed to the teeth. The soldiers that I work with constantly made fun of them, both for their hair gel and the gold chains they wore out into the field.
Yeah, this clip, this picture that's on the New York Times article, I mean, one of those guys, it looked like Pierce Brosnan, you know, the guy that's hot. I mean, it looks really funny, except on steroids.
Yeah. But the other thing the soldiers would often talk about, and it wouldn't be with as much laughter, is how little discipline the Blackwater guys had. They would exercise none of what we called weapons discipline. The idea would be that when you get a whole bunch of people armed with automatic weapons, one of the things you want to do is make sure you don't shoot each other. And so without making a bad joke about some of those parties, accidental discharges were really a critical question. You didn't want to accidentally shoot somebody. You didn't want to accidentally point your gun at a friendly. You wanted to make sure that you were not a danger to others. The Blackwater guys exercised none of that discipline. They were dangerous.
No real gun control. We're going to be right back after the break. We're going to talk to you a little bit, James, about ISIS. We had some comments yesterday. Rand Paul was on Hannity. I want to get your take.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention all radio listeners, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm talking to Peter Van Buren, a longtime State Department diplomat. He wrote a book on his experience. He said, we meant well, how we lost, though, the hearts and minds of the people of Iraq. And as Peter was saying earlier, he would retitle it, I Told You So. One of the things that we've been telling people is that the funding of rebels in Syria by the U.S. government was going to have destabilizing, to put it mildly, effects. Rand Paul was just on Hannity last night, and he talks about this. I wanted to get Peter's take on this. Sorry, Peter, to call you James Risen. We've been talking about this James Risen revelation about Blackwater and how they threatened even State Department officials. There's so much I've called you James James twice here. But it's Peter Van Buren, and we're going to talk to him after this segment about the new book that he has, Ghosts of Tom Joe, The Story of the 99%. I'm anxious to get to that, but I want to finish up on Iraq since you had so much experience there. And I wanted to get your take on this clip from the Sean Hannity show last night with Rand Paul. Let's play that clip.
There's a lot of reasons why, you know, these radical Sunni groups that are associated with al-Qaeda, this ISIS group, why they've become stronger. But one of the reasons they're stronger is that we have been allied with them in Syria. We've been funding Islamic rebels who kill Christians. We've been funding Islamic rebels to fight against Iranian proxies in Syria. But now we're on the other side of the war, and we would be siding with the Iranian guard. If we were actually put troops in, they'd be fighting
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Hannity then tries to spin this back into a shell game, as Kurt Nimmo puts it in his article where we've embedded that clip. He says, blaming that Obama and the Democrats are the ones who really created this situation. What's your take on this, on our involvement with ISIS?
Well, it's clear to me that the United States foreign policy is based on a completely failed theory, and I think Rand Paul gets at this. The United States, and as a diplomat for 24 years, I saw this firsthand. The United States has this fantasy image that the world is a series of chessboards, and the chessboard labeled Syria, and there's one next to it labeled Iraq, and another one labeled Iran, and so forth, and that we can make moves on one of those boards which somehow don't affect what happens on the other chessboards. No, of course, in reality, this world is extremely complicated, and particularly when you get into the Middle East. As we talked about earlier in the hour, the borders in the Middle East are artificial. They do not represent where the actual tribal religious lines of unity actually lie. The United States has found itself, through a series of short-term thinking, funding rebels in Syria who are now fighting against the government that the United States is supporting in Iraq, which itself is supported by Iran, who the United States is opposing for its nuclear program. And in fact, the 800 American troops and counting, along with their helicopters and drones and aircraft, are in a position where we're going to be in a supporting role to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard supporting the Shia Maliki government in Iraq.
Let me get your reaction to what Wesley Clark said years ago.
Sure.
He said there was a plan to go after one country after the other, talked about Libya, Syria, then go into Iran and that sort of thing. Do you believe that's the case? Do you believe that it's the case, as we've been told by some in the intelligence and military community, that Benghazi was an effort to supply these rebels so that we could overthrow these governments, so that we could maintain a constant state of chaos and war in that area in order to control it?
There's a number of things tangled up in there. First of all, General Clark is absolutely correct. There was a plan in 2003 to topple country after country in the Middle East. Iraq was supposed to be the first one. It was supposed to be quick. And the troops were supposed to then turn west into Syria, meet up with the Israelis in Lebanon, and basically, in a matter of months, maybe a little longer, create a Middle Eastern quick fix. The Iranians were expected to basically sue for peace, cut a deal. They would have found themselves at that time with the American army on their western border in Iraq and the American army on their eastern border in Afghanistan. That was 2003, and that was the plan. Unfortunately, it unraveled pretty quickly. In Libya, when the United States interceded there, we basically repeated the same mistakes as Iraq. We tackled and toppled a strong man, Gaddafi in that case, without any plan to replace him. Many people believe that what was happening in Benghazi was an attempt by the United States to gather up as many weapons from Libya as possible, particularly shoulder-fired anti-aircraft weapons.
Hang on, we're going to have to pick this up on the other side of the break. We've got a hard break coming up. We're talking to Peter Van Buren. We're going to be talking to him about his diplomatic experience in Iraq as well as his new book. Stay
with
us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Ignorad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
Calm down. Global thermonuclear.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
And then the only winning move is not to play.
And as we see the escalation of the Cold War, as we see it being brought back with events in the Ukraine and the administration pushing there, we also see the re-escalation of Iraq. And we've been talking to Peter Van Buren, a man who is a 24-year veteran of the State Department. He spent a year in Iraq. He wrote a book on it when he came back, How I Helped Lose the Battle for the Hearts and Minds of the Iraqi People. The title was We Meant Well, and his website is wementwell.com. We were talking just before the break, and I want to get back to that about Rand Paul's comments last night on Sean Hannity, saying that one of the reasons that ISIS is stronger is that we've been allied with them in Syria, and we've been funding Islamic rebels. But before I do, Peter, let me remind our listeners that this hour is brought to them by My Patriot Supply, and of course, with the unrest that we see, the collapse of the border with soaring meat prices, it's clear that there is no longer time to wait. You need to start getting prepared today. Get on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and check out their complete line of preparedness products. My Patriot Supply is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. If you don't have food, you're no threat to the New World Order. They're counting on you to be ever-dependent slaves to their system of control, but you can fight back and establish independence for you and your family by securing your own private supply of storable food. There's no better way to prepare than this Patriot-owned company. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex for some special offers to listeners of this broadcast. For a limited time, they're offering additional discounts off their already low prices. That website, again, is MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And as I was just saying, Peter, talking about the New World Order, and we look at the lyrics we came in just in the first segment when you came in with us. We were playing Bruce Springsteen's song about the ghost of Tom Joad. That's the title of your book, The Ghost of Tom Joad, A Story of the 99%. And in that he says, "Welcome to the New World Order. Families sleeping in their cars in the Southwest, no home, no job, no peace, no rest." I want to get to that, but you were just starting to talk about what had happened in Libya. And, of course, we've been told by Steve Pachinik and others that, in their opinion, what was happening was something of an internecine warfare between the CIA, one group trying to stop the other group from arming terrorists that they were going to use as surrogates. What's your take on what happened in Libya?
A lot of people believe that the American facility in Benghazi, and we do need to stop calling it a consulate. It was not a State Department consulate. It was a U.S. government facility that appeared to be staffed primarily by CIA and so-called ex-military contractors, if you will. And many people believe that one of their most important jobs there was gathering up weapons off the Libyan battlefield, primarily shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles, and transshipping those to Syria. It's important if you're the United States and you're trying to supply weapons to bad guys that your fingerprints are not obviously on them. And so there's no easier way to do that than to pick up weapons in one part of the Middle East, put them on a third country ship, and send them off to another part of the Middle East. And it's very possible that that was what was going on in Benghazi. But regardless, it's critical to understand that the United States has been supporting the Sunni rebels, insurgents, gangsters, thugs, whatever word you want to apply, in Syria, as have our purported allies in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. The fact that these thugs have decided now to stick with their more deeply felt allegiances to their brothers in Iraq instead of fighting America's proxy war in Syria should surprise absolutely no one.
That's right. And it's the same people that are essentially pushing these endless wars, I believe, that are the 1% of the 1%. Tell us now, I want to move on to your new book, The Ghosts of Tom Joad, A Story of the 99%. Tell us about that book. Tell us what you're talking about there.
Ghosts of Tom Joad is a look at the last 50 years of American life. It starts out in right after World War II, when people were able to come home from the wars to have jobs waiting for them, when there were union jobs, factory jobs, jobs for white-collar people, there were jobs for everyone. And it was possible by working hard to support your family, better yourself, maybe look forward to a better life for your kids than you had. That life in America stood for 30-some years until the middle of the 1970s, when some political decisions and some insights from America's corporate leaders that basically they could make as much money or more making things overseas as they could here in the United States changed the way our life works. Up until 1973, the growth curves of the rich and the middle class rose about the same percentages, about 6% for each. The rich obviously got richer, but the middle class also saw their wealth and their wages rise. We went over the top of that hill in the mid-1970s, and since then, the amount of money, and with it, the amount of control that a very small number of Americans, the 1%, have, has gone skyrocketing, while the amount of money and wealth and thus power the middle class has fallen dramatically. The Ghost of Tom Joad tells that story with some detail, but more in the sense of a human scale. There's plenty of great books about economics out there with lots of math in them. My book doesn't have any numbers. It doesn't have any math or any formulas in it. It's about people. It's about us. It's about the lives we lead, the country that we had, and the hopes that Dave, we might become better people than what we are now.
I think that was what was so powerful about the Grapes of Wrath. And I'm reminded of course, that was Steinbeck. I'm reminded of Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, where mm-hmm. a character there was asked, how did he go bankrupt? And he said, well, basically two ways. First, gradually, then suddenly. I think we've been going gradually bankrupt in this country, and now there's a sense from, I think, everybody in terms of every metric that we see that this is happening suddenly. This is starting to accelerate. We're starting to hit the yes. knee of the curve. We're starting to go exponential. There's a real dread from people as to what's around the corner. We've seen what happens with the Rust Belt, but do we have a kind of Dust Bowl depression in our future? And I think a lot of this, you're talking about, you know, how wealth has come to be consolidated in the hands of a very, very few people. Mm-hmm. As we see the consolidation of corporations, we also see the consolidation of governments, don't we, and things like NAFTA. And now we have these secret trade agreements, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership being negotiated where these large multinational corporations are essentially going to be given sovereign power on the level of former sovereign states.
What Ghosts of Tom Joad says is that these things are not by accident. These aren't the magic of the free markets. These aren't what we've come to call capitalism doing what it does. No. What we're seeing is the result of very conscious decisions by a very few people in Washington, in some corporate executive suites, to try to take it all. Whereas there always were rich people and there always were poor people, for a lot of years in the United States, there was always enough for people in the middle class. And there was always the promise of maybe a little bit more, particularly if you were willing to work hard. That has been taken away from us. We've recreated, instead of the middle class, something your listeners and everyone out there already knows, and that's this thing we call the working poor.
Yes.
About two-thirds of the people who receive food stamps or food benefits are working people. These aren't welfare queens, as the expression goes. These aren't people laying on their couch because they're too lazy to work or they don't want to work. They just want to live off the government. That isn't the case. These are working people. One out of every five children in the United States is in a food insecure situation. This is us that we're talking about, and we've been placed here by a small group of people who wants it all. Look, the CEO of Walmart, if you took his yearly salary and divided it into, say, a 50-hour work week, makes over $4,000 an hour.
Oh.
people there in your listening area, if they work at Walmart, are hoping to pull down $7 or $8 an hour, and that's based on the 20, maybe 30 hours a week they can squeeze out of it. Lazy people? I don't think so. Most of the working people that I know are trying to hold down 2, maybe 3 jobs, hoping to put together enough money to take care of themselves and their family. All that money's going someplace, and it's going, I'm afraid, straight up.
You know, you're talking about how jobs moved out of this country, were exported to China and elsewhere. Those were manufacturing jobs, essentially, at the beginning. Now what we're looking at is a future where even service jobs, and we were told that, well, we need to move them offshore because we've got unions that have become too powerful. These people are getting paid way more than they should be. And maybe that was true to some degree, that they were, that the salaries had been negotiated up to a level that maybe wasn't sustainable. Whatever. Now we're seeing that service jobs are going to be very quickly replaced by automation, by robotics. We're looking at, within just a few years, I believe, we're going to see the entire transportation industry, that entire service industry, disappear. You know, there's all these fights going on with taxi drivers and taxi unions with Uber, and yet the Uber CEO has said that he wants to see a situation in the future, and he is paying drivers at the moment to take people around in competition to the taxi drivers, but he wants to see a future where the dude in the car goes away, because that dude in the car is what's making your ride expensive. And then he goes on to say that he envisions a situation where we need to get over the idea that cars are hardware that are privately owned. We need to see these vehicles as part of the community. No, they're actually going to be vehicles that he owns. He's going to be the one who is Uber everything, right? This is a good example of consolidation, I think, because we're going to see taxi drivers as well as truck drivers, as well as delivery people. That's all going to go away with these computer-driven cars.
That's coming in the future. But tomorrow, and right around the corner, you're going to see even greater losses in minimum wage jobs. The majority of people who work for minimum wage or less than minimum wage are in the food service industry. Mm-hmm. And those jobs are being replaced as we speak by touch screens, by tablets, by other ways of ordering food that don't involve human beings. The pattern here should be pretty obvious. And for the folks who say, well, you know, we couldn't have paid people more and those damn unions ruined all this for us. You know, after 30 years of union jobs disappearing and people going on food stamps and finding themselves unemployed, I just got to ask, how'd that work out for us?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I guess really part of the reason that this war has worked initially is that when you go to a place like China and people see an increase in their standard of living, even though their standard of living is still abysmally poor, many people in China were seeing their standard of living going up by 20, 30, 40%, and that made them feel somewhat happy about that. And they felt they were making progress, let's put it that way. Although you do have people committing suicide now in these factories, sewing notes into clothing, saying, you know, help us. I mean, you know, there's that side of it. But there is also a side of some of these people, they believe that they're making economic progress. However, in America, we see just the opposite. And we're going to be seeing that all throughout Western countries. We're going to be seeing just the opposite. We're going to be seeing people whose standards of living are being dropped by 20%, 30%, 40%, maybe disappearing altogether as their jobs disappear. And I think that this, we've thought of this transportation industry thing as being maybe 10 mm-hmm. years out, 20 years out. Now they're talking about, Google was talking about it being 3 to 5 years out. Wow. They were saying at the beginning of the year, they had solved, essentially, they believe, the technical issues, and we can talk about that, you know, the blue screen of death if your computer crashes. But, you know, they think that they have solved the technical issues. So the beginning of the year, they said what was remaining were legal issues. And about April, we saw the European Union as well as California saying that starting in just the next few months, they're going to allow these self-driving cars to be operated without somebody at the wheel, ready to take the wheel. So they're moving the legal issues out of the way, and they're ready to start rolling this out quite literally.
The patterns are very, very clear for anyone who wants to take a look at them. You know, it's funny because when I tried to sell this book, Ghosts of Tom Joad, to the publishers in New York City, which is where most of the book publishing industry is located. I couldn't get a foot in the door. What do you mean there's poor people in America? What do you mean that there's people somewhere in between New York and L.A. who are forced to work two or three jobs just to hold a life together? What are you talking about? We don't see that. We don't know anything about that. The very first publisher I approached outside of New York, a group of people in Indiana, said, we want this book. We've been waiting for someone to come along and tell these stories. And I find the very same thing happens now when I speak to people around the country. I have to kind of check myself. And when I'm in when I'm on the East Coast, I'm in Boston or New York talking about this, I find that I have to stop and explain some of these terms. And when I speak outside of these big cities, I find that I have to instead say, do you know that people in New York don't know who you are?
Yeah.
And don't know how you live.
And so, don't care.
And probably really, really don't care. Politicians will show up in our small towns once every 4 years, promise new jobs, promise job training, promise to fix things up, wash their hands in Purell, and then get out of town before something sticks to them.
Or we see some politician like Hillary Clinton, for example, talking about the 99% when she has $500 million given to her foundation by Goldman Sachs. They're holding fundraisers in Goldman Sachs offices. She's getting $250,000 for a speech at a university. And the students are saying, what's going on? What's wrong with this? We're going to be right back with Peter Van Buren. His book is Ghosts of Tom Joad, A Story of the 99%. And I want to talk to you a little bit more about the setting, the time setting of this book. And we'll be right back with Peter Van Buren. Stay with us.
Hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Every business owner knows how tough it is to get financing for their business. Whether the cash is needed for expansion, repairs, or growth, when you need financing, you need a reliable source. Banks are happy to hold your deposits, but don't bother to ask them for a business loan. For 10 years, Merchant Capital Source has been helping small businesses just like yours get the money they need. If your business needs as much as $250,000, Merchant Capital Source can deliver in as little as 3 to 5 days, even if you have poor credit. If you've been in business for 6 months and produce at least $15,000 in monthly sales, there's a good chance you'll qualify. At Talk About Hassle Free, we don't need to see your tax returns, financial statements, or business plans. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Join the thousands of business owners who've learned the secret of using Merchant Capital Source to meet their capital needs. Log on to mccash.com right now for a free quote. That's mccash.com or call 800-296-0772. That's 800-296-0772. 800-296-0772.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic
Probiotic
helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I've just been talking to Peter Van Buren, the author of a new book, Ghosts of Tom Joad, the story of the 99%. And just before we went to the break, I was talking about that phony champion of the 99%, Hillary Clinton. Peter, you used to work for her at the State Department, didn't you?
under her, we'll say.
There we go, yeah.
I worked at a fairly low level at the State Department, and for most of my career had little contact with the Secretary of State's office. However, once I wrote my whistleblowing book, We Meant Well, about the war in Iraq, it was Mrs. Clinton's staff that ran the campaign to push me out of the State Department. In particular, one of her deputies slash henchmen is a name that many of your listeners either are familiar with or should be familiar with, Pat Kennedy. Pat Kennedy's name was on the 2007 report from Iraq exonerating Blackwater from any misdealings. Pat Kennedy was the lead person explaining why Hillary Clinton was not guilty of anything over the Benghazi disaster. And Pat Kennedy was the person who signed off on all of the attempts to persecute and prosecute me at the Department of State. He's a bureaucrat. He's a person that doesn't appear in public very often. But as the Hillary campaign cranks up and the documentaries, Triumph of Hillary's Will, are released, keep an eye out for that name. You'll be surprised where it pops up.
Yeah, I'll just refer people to that James Risen story that we were talking about from the New York Times on Sunday about Blackwater and what we were talking about in the first part of the interview. People can check out his credentials and his credibility by learning what really went on with Blackwater in Iraq as that's coming out now. Peter, tell us a little bit about your book. Now, you said it starts in the 1950s and goes forward. It's a fictional account that really is kind of a more of a, it's not a an economics text. It's not a political text. You're not going through metrics. You're really going through the kind of visceral experience that people are going through as America is, as I said before, approaching bankruptcy, first gradually, and then we're afraid maybe now suddenly. Does it go further into the future from where we are, or is it coming up to the present?
It takes us right up till today. Mm-hmm. And it is based on it's fiction in the sense that I've put this story all in one family to make it easier to read and a little more comfortable of a story. Because economics at the end of the day is not about numbers, it's about people. And just like my book about Iraq that I lived, this story itself touches my own life and I'm sure the lives of many others. I grew up in the Rust Belt in Ohio. I saw firsthand the loss of jobs, the factory closings. I was able to leave that area and get a job with the State Department, but when I came back as a 54-year-old out of work at the State Department, I went back into the minimum wage economy and saw firsthand how this is all working now. I spoke with an endless number of people who were in the same situation and then went back to the Midwest and spent most of the summer traveling there, talking with folks, spent some time living out of my car, and came to understand what was happening to our own selves, our own people, Americans, who were abandoned by their government, who were left aside by a very few hyper-wealthy people, who saw them not as human beings, but essentially the same way that people would look at animals or cattle or farm animals, a quantity that needed to be kept fed for what they were going to do, and then when they were no longer necessary, pushed aside.
Yes, it was just Senator Jeff Sessions just recently said, you're treating people like commodities. And yes. That's essentially what you're saying. I'm reminded you're talking about how difficult it was for you after your experiences of being pushed out of the State Department. I'm reminded of Thomas Drake, who wound up blowing the whistle at the NSA and then becoming an Apple genius to try to make ends meet. Again, that book is The Ghost of Tom Joe, The Story of the 99%. Peter Van Buren, go to his website, wementwell.com. Alex Jones will be with us tomorrow. Check out the nightly news tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can find that at prisonplanet.tv. Thank you, Peter.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.